Velkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremdeur, étranger, stranger.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bloomington High School North is presenting Cabaret by Joel Masteroff in a production directed by Francesca Sobre, choreography by Diane Buzel, costumes by Christina Makovsky, and set design by Steve Kranke. Our guests are two of the actors who play the role of Sally Bowles. Nicole Emerson is one of our Sallys. Now, you're playing Sally Bowles. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What year are you in?
I'm a senior at North.
Have you been in previous productions?
This is my first show at North, but I was in Thoroughly Modern Millie at South and The Odd Couple.
Are you a singing actress, an actress who sings, a dancing singer? What's your main strength when it comes to theater?
I kind of just discovered it, but I guess my main strength is singing.
What a great thing to discover.
Yeah.
One of the things about Cabaret is it's really an upheaval time. It's the rise of the Nazi Party. It's the 30s. The IU Opera Theater just recently set Faust, the devil, at his work in that period. It's something that affects the older characters. It affects our narrator. Sally Bowles, in some ways, seems to me to be immune, almost oblivious.
Yes. Sally kind of either doesn't want to know about what's going on or just doesn't really care because it doesn't affect her.
What about yourself? Does this fit you, or are you a person who's kind of involved with your life?
No, it's quite different from me, actually. But it's kind of interesting to see how Sally is just so wrapped up in herself and just wanting to have fun that she could care less about what's going on in the world around her.
Do you take a lesson from this yourself, that there are people like this? How do you react to putting this character out there?
Well, it's kind of fun, actually, because, of course, I know that there are some people that don't really know what's going on in the world, but it's kind of cool to see how extreme some people are about it.
Nicole Emerson, one of the Sally Bowles in the Bloomington High School North Cabaret.
In cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
Our second Sally is Corrine Dunn. Corrine, what year are you in at Bloomington North?
I'm a junior this year.
Previous theater experience?
Yeah, I've done a few shows at North. I was in The Pajama Game my freshman year, and then last year I was in Rumors and Anything Goes. And then I was in the Ballad of the Sad Cafe last semester.
I asked Nicole a little bit about what she thinks her strengths are, and she says she's kind of discovering she's a singer. What about you?
Oh, well, I'm definitely not a dancer, that's for sure. But I guess my biggest strength would be acting, but I'm still improving a lot as I'm going along.
Now, I asked Nicole a little bit about playing someone who's kind of immune, who's oblivious to this, and how it fit with her. And thinking a little bit about that, I'm kind of curious about how you feel about that and how you think it works for you in your presentation. Where do you find that character in yourself?
Well, I think everyone has a little bit of Sally Bowles in them, and that desire to sort of deny the outside world when it hurts you. She's sort of an optimist because of her denial of the outside world. I mean, I try not to be like that, but I'm sure parts of me are.
Now, I didn't get a chance to ask Nicole this, but what's it like when two of you are playing a role? Are you catching things from Nicole, and is she picking up things from you?
Yeah, we work a lot off of each other. We help each other in our weaknesses. Like, she helps me a lot with dance, for one thing. And we learn a lot from watching each other. We learn a lot about our own character by watching someone else portray her.
We've been talking with Corrine Dunn, and earlier with Nicole Emerson. They're the two actors from Bloomington North who play the role of Sally Bowles in Cabaret. It plays at Bloomington High School North, April 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7:30. There's a 2 o'clock matinee on April the 10th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.